Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. Topic, this week's parash, parash Bolak, it talks about, there's a, the pasuk says, V'yodeya das Elyon. Famous sugi himself, the brachas of Zion, that Bolak, Bilam knew the exact moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Chazal tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a moment every single day, for a slight moment. And if a person at that moment would issue a curse, Chas V'Shalom, there is potential that the curse would be effective. Because it is a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, is angry at the world, angry at us, whatever this means. And it's a very dangerous moment. Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, the Haftarah, we read that Hashem Rachman is upon us. Hashem prevented Bilam from actually, from issuing the curse at the moment when Hashem gets angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to make a mistake in the calculation, or caused him to be distracted at that moment in time, because if he would have issued the curse at that exact moment, Chas V'Shalom, there would be no remaining survivor from Klal Yisrael. Question is, what already could he say? What curse could already Bilam say at that one split second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? So Tosfos gives two answers. One answer is calling. You don't need more than one word. One word alone is enough. One word alone would have been effective. You would have the right kavana. The one right kavana, that would have been enough. The second answer Tosfos gives is what we want to talk about now. Is a very, very fascinating insight is. You don't have to say the entire curse in that one moment. The Chazal means that it has to start a Haschala. If Bilam would have been maschil, if he would have initiated his curse, his words, at the moment, the Shah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses anger, then it would have he would have entered into a zone where his words are effective, and then even what he recites, what he says, following that moment of time would have the full effect, the full force. Now this inyan, which seemingly is something which is very frightening, dealing with a klala, starting, it starts at one moment in time, does it take effect even though it's later, has many ramifications in the world of halacha every single day. And that's the topic of this discussion. I have here a very beautiful sefer called Vayakel Moshe. It's written by Harav Shaul. Is written by Rav Moshe Shaul Klein. Rav Moshe Shaul Klein, I don't know who this is. He has very nice haskamas from Rav Wozner, who was Nifter, so it seems like he got these haskamas a long time ago. Okay, it's dated Tavshin Samache. It's a long time ago. So is the sefer reprinted? I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention to exactly when he wrote the sefer. He gave a series of shiurim, and the topic of discussion is, let's go to many different yad, and let's talk about the simplest cases where the zman shachris is running out. Halacha l'maisa l'chadchila, you're not supposed to have a shachris past the fourth hour of the day. Shol zmanis. So let's say for argument's sake, soif zman tefila is 10 o'clock. What happens if you start your Shmona Esrei at 9:59, and it takes you 7 minutes to say your Shmona Esrei? That's how long it's supposed to take, by the way. If you read the words at a very leisurely pace, quick, it takes about 7 minutes to say the Shmona Esrei from word to word. 7 minutes, that's how much it takes. In the Guinness Book of World Records, I once told you this many times, they have the Guinness Book of World Records, the person who's able to say the most words in the shortest period of time. And they have, it's a record, go look it up online, the Guinness Book of World Records, how many words can you articulate within a certain amount of time. And they have the person who has the smoothest lips, his joints, I don't know what he does there in the joints, he's able to get those words out of his mouth, rocket, super fast. Speedy Gonzalez on steroids. Guess what? 95% of the Jewish Orthodox Jewish population breaks his record 3 times a day, every single day of the year. It's a fact. Count the number of words there are. I once they had this written up in one of these magazines. They wrote exactly all the math for you. They did everything for you. Count the number of words there are in Shmon Esrei. How long he went to Shuli time with average Shmon Esrei in multiple shuls, and he took the statistics in the Guinness Book of World Records, and the average person breaks the Guinness Book of World Records every single day, three times a day.
Because we say it all the time.
No, that's not the answer. It's, we don't say it. That's the truth. Let's be honest here. We don't say it. It's one thing you want to go and zip up Suka de Zimra, all right? You want to make Birchas Kriyashim. Shemona Esrei, it's not so simple what we do. It's not so simple. But the truth is, Shemona Esrei really takes between 6 and 7 minutes, whether you like it or not. That's the reality.
Yep.
5 minutes?
Does anyone here take 6 minutes for Shemona Esrei?
I told you we break the Guinness Book of World Records. So you tell me it's 5 minutes? Okay, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 7 minutes is long.
5 minutes. Raise your hand.
5 minutes. It takes it takes 5 minutes.
Know,
I'm sorry.
I
it takes
by
five, land, 6 minutes.
That's what they allow.
Five minutes. They allow 5 minutes. Okay. So, but it takes good a real time in the yeshiva world. They give 7 minutes. That's a pretty standard rule. They give seven. No. Yeah. In yeshivas, in the big yeshivas, they give 7 minutes.
It's because in those yeshivas, they don't teach them ever.
All right. The point over here is, so let's discuss the halakha. Let's say it's 10, it's 9:59. 9:59, and the Soivisman Tfilah, for argument's sake, it's 10 a.m. Not 10 p.m. 10 a.m. It's 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Do you know where your children are? 10 a.m. Different generation. That's the chilling between the previous generation and this generation. The previous generation, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? In this generation, it's 10 a.m. Do you know where your children are? That's the chilling between modern times. Now, the question over here is, are you yoytze davening? Are you yoytze tefillah b'tzibur?
Yes.
Are you yoytze? Oh, who said yes? It says in Shulchan Aruch that Soivisman Tefillah is 10 o'clock. Not 10:06.
Oh,
what Tosfos? This Tosfos.
It says he learns it from Rega. He learns it from...
Oh, exactly. The Tosfos, exactly. You're on the mark. So Tosfos, so not only Tosfos says this. The Magen Avraham says, I can't tell you all the Makar, I can't remember all the names, but and this is the Makar. So someone wants to suggest that this is the Makar. This is the Makar that you can start, as long as you start Bizman, you're allowed to be Mamshech past the Zman Yaitze, because it's no different than Bilam. If Bilam is able to issue a Klola, and the Klola has an effect, as long as Klola starts in the Zman, Kalem, even though his words continue to be expressed after the Zman is over, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, Ben Benoishel Kama V'Chamer, that it should be true when it comes to Tfilah, positive. You start to be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Zman, and then you exceed the Zman, it should have an effect. Now let's digress. Let me ask you a question. What about, I'll give you an example, Achilas Matzah. Let's say, for argument's sake, you're from those people that are very makbid on Chatzos. Okay, the difference, she does makbid, not makbid, l'chatchila, but b'dyavad. Let's say you're a diehard Litvak. I've told you. And Chatzos is Chatzos. If Chatzos is 1:11, that's it. You have to eat the matzah by 1:11, whether you like it or not. 1:03, you got to eat the matzah by 1:03. What happens if you eat a chatzi zayis at 1:02, and another one, you start 1:03, right before 1:03, let's say argument sake is chatzi is 1:03, and you eat a chatzi zayis of matzah before 1:03, and you continue eating, and you swallow the other chatzi zayis of matzah after Chatzos, after 1:03, are you yoytze the mitzvah? No, no such thing. Believe it or not, people make this mistake. They think when it comes to mitzvahs, you can play the same game. There is no such thing. At least that's what he says over here in this sefer, and he's pretty thorough. There is no such thing as starting, or that it comes to a mitzvah, as long as you start it before the Zman, and you finish it after the Zman, you yoytze the mitzvah. There aren't too many mitzvahs which take up time, because most mitzvahs are just one shot deal. Take the Levin Eshrek, it's a 1 second the mitzvah. But when it comes to like achila, and for example, achilas matzah, there's no such thing. If you're makbid on chatzos, that means you've finished eating the matzah before 1:03. Not even a teeny morsel can be consumed. Oh, so what's Taka the Chiluk? Excellent question. So in Achanami, some say there is no Chiluk. Some say that this Chiddush of Tosfos, this thing that Tosfos says, only for Klala. It works for Klala. Davening is a mitzvah. What is davening? davening l'chayr is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Chazal gave us mitzvahs. A mitzvah follows rules of mitzvah. Not all the poskim agree to this principle. Some poskim say that if you start the Shemona Esrei at 9:59, you're not yotze tefillah b'tzibur. I mean, you're not yotze tefillah b'zman. You have to finish. The tefillah must be finished before the zman. No difference than a mitzvah. A mitzvah loy plug. There's no plug. You're not yotze. Tefillah, that's the shaila. So some want to say there's a chilek between tefillah and mitzvah. Tefillah is begeder rachameh. Rachameh is the flip side of klala. And the same way it works for klala, it works for tefillah, because tefillah and klala are really one and the same, the two sides of the coin. Yeah.
So let me ask you another shaila of words.
Yeah.
There's a time limit when you're allowed to bench. Right?
Yes. Very excellent. Same exact thing. That's right. You're in lo yotza. Exactly. Lo yotza. Clear as day. Benching is a mitzvah. You're not yotza. With 72 minutes. Even the first pas. Even the first bracha is daraisa. The first pas. Let's make it better. You're not going to finish the first bracha. You have the first bracha is going to be before, and the other is going to be after. Let's make it very simple. L'chari not yotza. L'chari not yotza. If it takes you 72 minutes, you're holding now the very last line. Okay, 72 minutes, you should know it's not necessarily etched in stone, 72 minutes. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, so maybe you have some leeway over there. What is the minutes? Zman equal. Zman that it takes your body to digest the food. If you're still hungry, you're not hungry, you have 72 minutes. You have to look into the place game, what is the 72 minutes really etched in stone, or just an approximation of how long it takes your body to digest the food? I don't know the answer. But let's say, for argument's sake, you're right. Let's make believe. Call Divrei Chacham have a shear. And if Chazal have told you there's something called 72 minutes, Zehu! Tough. 72 is 72. And what? From the far, the time you finish eating. I swallow the bread.
The last piece of bread.
I have a stopwatch. And the moment I swallow, I press the button, and now the 72 minutes begins. Let the race begin. Okay? You shoot the gun, and now you have 72 minutes to say Birchas Hamazon. And let's say you hold that it's an exact man, and now you're down to 71 minutes and 50 seconds, and you start reciting Birchas Hamazon, and you don't finish the first bracha until it's already past 72 minutes. Lo yotza. When it comes to a mitzvah is clear as day. You have to be b'toich hazman. Well, here's the dilemma of the poskim. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah begeder rachamim. It's rachamim, so maybe we can go and we can draw from Bilam. It's no different than klala. Klala can extend, so it can extend as well. So this is one very important example. It's a very machlokes poskim. Should you do it? Should you not do it? Now, some want to say very chiddush. They want to say that shachris is an exception. Why is shachris an exception? Because there are really two zman of hazman tefillah. This is Zman Tefillah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says until 4 hours of the day. And I think it's Rabbi that says you can daven Shachris until Chatzos. That's other Tefillahs. But Zman Shachris goes after the Korbanos, Zman Chloikos. Does it go until the fourth hour? Or does it go until Chatzos? When we pass in Halacha L'maisa, we pass in that it's the fourth hour, not Chatzos, not the sixth hour. However, someone suggests it was only paskin the fourth hour to start. We do take into consideration the shita that you can daven shachris until the sixth hour to the degree for the halacha that lichatchila you can imbash them your tefillah past the tenth hour as long as it's not yet chatzos. So even though maybe when it comes to other mitzvahs, other examples, maybe you'll say then it comes even to tefillah, you need to talk about mincha. Mincha might be better, another thing. You go when your mincha goes into the next day. But let's talk about shachris. Shachris, there are two zmanim. There's the 10th hour, the fourth hour, 10 o'clock, and there's 12 o'clock. How do we paskin? We paskin 10 o'clock. Some want to suggest 10 o'clock, we paskin like both. We don't paskin 10 o'clock and not 12 o'clock. We paskin 10 o'clock to start and to be nishlam, to be finished by 12 o'clock. And it's nogei halacha l'maisa, very often on the yamim noirahim. Because in the yamim noirahim, in many kehilos, they don't finish shachris by zman. They start shachris by zman tefillah, but they don't finish shachris by zman tefillah. It's not...
That's
what? That's all the same thing. It's all the same. It doesn't make a difference. It's all part of the same tefillah. If you hold, you have to finish by Zman, it includes Chazaras HaShas at the very, very end. So we do see in the Velt, in the Oilam, that we're making on this. Even on a regular Shabbos, we're making on this in many shuls. They finish Shachos, and sometimes of the year, when we daven 9 o'clock, you're finishing Shachos after Zman's Fila. So why are we still Makel? So you'll tell me, we're Makel. As long as you start. Some say it's not a Bidiyavet, it's a Lechatchila. Because Binga, there are two Zmanim, there's the fourth hour and the sixth hour. That's all built into the equation when it comes to Shachris. L'may nafkamina, Mincha. Now Mincha is another very gray area. When exactly is Zman Mincha? Chassidim, that's very late. But let's say, let's make believe you have a very set Zman. Let's establish barriers, boundaries. If the Zman Mincha ends when the day is over. That's it. Once the sun goes down, that's it. It's too little, too late. Okay, you can't daven mincha. If you hold, you're a real litvak. You're a diehard litvak, a real litvak. A real litvak. You are strimal. You are bekasha, so you're not a real litvak. You are bekasha on Shabbos, but you're a real litvak. It comes shkia. It's over. It's over. There's no other zman. There's no make believe zman. You can go and you can rely upon the next zman. Memela, you gotta finish the whole mincha before sunset, okay? The Olam is Makel, okay? Because we're very generous. So as long as you start, now here's something very interesting. Someone is saying, now let's talk about Chazar Sashatz. Okay, so it's very, very common. You go to shul mincha mara. They start mincha mara before shkia, and it's always like, you know, the zman is set up on the border, and they're always going to go past shkia. But usually when they go past shkia, it's Chazar Sashatz. Chazaras Hashatz they go into. You can probably, they'll probably, Ruba Druba, you'll finish your private Shimon Esrei before Shkia. So now, you're davening after Shkia, Chazaras Hashatz after Shkia. How do you want to do that? Okay, so we just said, we can make a once you start, once the Mincha itself starts before Mincha, the Seder Hatzilah starts before, you can be Mamshich. What? No, I preface my words by saying that let's make believe now we have a very set Zman. Shkia means sunset. Sunset, that's it. Let's call Divrei Chachamim Havshur. So now here's the Shaila. It's a fascinating Chiddush. He brings over here from some Paiskim that the truth is there's no Mokum to be Mekum. You have to finish before the Zman. So Shachris, we already have a solution because there are two Zman. There's the fourth hour and the sixth hour, so you can go l'chatchila past the fourth hour as long as you start, and that's what all the shuls do, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and that's what you do on Shabbos many times. Mincha? No. There's only one Zman, Shkia. So what are you doing? What are you doing in davening? Oh, I at least got in my private Shemona Esrei. I got in my private Shemona Esrei. You should at least try for that before sunset. Chazor is Hashabs. Bracha levatala. It's no mincha. So you say incredible Chiddush. Eino chanami. You know what Chazaras Hashatz is? It's Tashlumin. Unbelievable. In other words, what happens if you chas v'shalom forget daven mincha? So what do you do? You daven a double ma'arif. The davening of Chazaras Hashatz after Shkia is not really mincha. It's really your first ma'arif. Abba ma'arif is no Chazaras Hashatz. You're right. There's no Chazaras Hashatz ma'arif. It's a different type of ma'ariv. I don't know. I don't know the dynamics. There's a lot of very elaborate gymnastics going on over here. It's a wild svar, but this is what he says. Now there's a very big nafkamina. Wait, Rabbi Isai, please, Rabbi Isai. When you say this svara, there's a major nafkamina, and he brings out this point, and indeed there are many issues that are makbid on this, and that is Bishloima, the poskim. If the poskim are telling you this principle that when it comes to mincha, you got to do it before the zman, and if you don't do it before the zman, you do the chazaras after the zman. It's not really mincha; it's really like tashlumin. So you're really davening a ma'ariv, a chazaras hashatz ma'ariv, which you don't daven chazaras hashatz. But basically, the shliach tzibur had an obligation to do chazaras. Like basically the lumnus is when you start davening mincha b'tzibur, the shliach tzibur has an obligation to repeat the Shemona Esrei. So now he messed up. It's like he fell asleep. So the obligation doesn't go away. So he'll basically, when he does the Chazaras Hashatz, he's davening Ma'arif. He's doing a Chazaras Hashatz of Ma'arif, a Tashlum, a wild svar.
It's a very good svar.
But l'may nafkamina, listen to the nafkamina. Okay, we'll stop it. Listen to the nafkamina. when you do this Friday going into Shabbos. Let's review the halacha. What happens if you forget to daven mincha erev Shabbos? You forget an oinus, okay? The wife lets you have it, and you're not cleaning up for Shabbos, and you come late to shul. How come one of you are laughing? And you come to shul, and you come to shul late.
I want to tell you.
And you come to shul late Friday night. You're an oinus, mamish an oinus like none other. So what do you do now? You have to daven double ma'ariv. What type of ma'ariv do you daven? The mincha you missed was the mincha of choil. The ma'ariv you're going to daven, ma'ariv is tashlich. You have double ma'ariv. It's Shabbos. So what do? You daven? You daven two Shabbosos? Or Mashiach will come if you only will observe two Shabbosos. It's referring to this. It's referring to you forget mincha and you daven a double ma'ariv. You daven double ma'ariv. It's like you mekabel Shabbos twice without sachas. So what kind of Shemoneh Esrei are you going to daven? Shemoneh Esrei. Shabbosos. You're not going to daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei Friday night. When you do tashlumin, when you forget daven mincha Friday night, you have daven double Shabbos. Therefore, even though during the week, Sunday through Thursday, you may have some leeway and you can daven mincha right before Shkia, chap around your private Shemoneh Esrei before Shkia, and let the Shliach Tzibur daven the Chazaras HaShatz after Shkia, because that will be begeder Tashlumin. It's a Ma'ariv Dika Chazaras HaShatz of Tashlumin, but Friday night it doesn't work. Because once already it's per Shkia, it's already Shabbos. So what kind of Shemoneh Esrei do you have to daven? If you want to do Tashlumin, you have to daven a Chazaras HaShatz of Shabbos. But no one does. You're not going to do that. That you're not going to do. Because since it's a Tzilas Mincha, the Mincha is Chol, so therefore you're really running into trouble. So therefore, if you're going to be Makel and you hold that once you start, Gesundheit, you can go the whole night. Once you start, you can go all the way into, you can go weiter. So fine, you can do Friday afternoon. You can go, you can start late, and you can daven the Chazaras HaShatz. But if you learn, you really can't do it. Shachrus, we explained the lumness of Shachrus. Because Shachrus, it's the fourth hour and the sixth hour, so you can do it. Mincha, when you're doing Chazaras HaShatz, it's really Tashlumin. Well, that lumness is not going to help you Friday. It's not going to help you Shabbos afternoon when you daven mincha late, because the ma'ariv, the tashlumin, is already begeder a different type of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazaras HaShatz will then be the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, even though during the week there's ground to be lenient to daven late Friday afternoon and Shabbos mincha, there's room to be machmir. There's more alumnus to be machmir because the svara of tashlumin does not apply. There's a lot more on this. Maybe we'll do more tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see. Have a good day in the meantime.